Reading on the work in Faith Above Reason.
Well, it's the entrance towards spirituality. It determines where we are, Faith Above Reason. It is like a certificate of a person. Who is he? What is he? Where is he at? Toward humanity, toward people, towards his ego, toward the Creator, towards everything. In total, only one bit of information. Faith Above Reason determines who is a person and what, where he is. So let's start. Each and every day, again and again, until we enter more and more. It can take a long time, but each time taking another step, and we have to believe above reason that every day we are advancing towards that same concept until it becomes a part of a person that determines a man's spiritual degree. When he is already in the world of truth, in the spiritual world, and accordingly, he is in contact with the friends and with the Creator, and he advances. So, the entrance towards a state called Faith Above Reason, that
How should we as a 10 approach this entrance you're talking about to determine where we are?
Only when I try to connect with the friends and through the friends to the Creator. Although I do not feel the friends, I don't feel the Creator. These concepts I hear about, but I don't have them in my feeling. Meaning my will to receive did not build in me such discernments, such images, characters, forms, since everything has to be inside the will to receive. Other than the will to receive, nothing was created. Hence those shapes in the will to receive, the special ones. This is the friends, this is the Creator, this is me, this is the world, and so on and so forth. It's all getting depicted in my will to receive. So now I want to advance towards a state where, for me, the friends will be close to me. The Creator will be close to me. And I'm yearning for these kind of discernments. I yearn for them to live in me, to be important to me. We felt, just like I feel something tangible that's here, that I see, perceiving my five physical senses. I yearn for that. And I work on that.
Thank you, Rob.
Itatu.
Sì, Rav. Quindi la man liberami dal male quando lo sentiamo con il cuore. È una preghiera corretta?
Amen. The man releases us from the evil. Is that the right prayer?
I don't know why the man releases us from the evil. What is the man? The Creator releases us from the evil. That I understand. I pray to the Creator to cleanse me of all the things that prevent me from feeling spirituality, from feeling the Creator Himself, the friends that I'm with. But man, he doesn't understand such discernments. I have to speak in a way that's closer to us, what's clear to us, because we're talking about that which we don't feel and wish to feel. We do not feel the upper world. We don't feel the friends that are actually standing in me as something tangible. We do not feel the Creator. We want all those things to come to our feeling.
He writes here, anything you find strength to do, you should do. How do we know when the limit is, where I actually made 100% of the efforts? How do I know?
When you acquire that degree of faith above reason. That's how it works. There's no other way.
How do we know that I'm making the effort, but it's not a kind of stubbornness to just keep doing and doing?
One has to check himself each time towards the group, the dissemination, the Creator, towards everything, as much as possible. And even when you see that you don't succeed, you can't overcome your laziness and other disturbances, it doesn't matter. A person continues, overcomes, and continues. Either you overcome or you're drawn towards a prayer. We have to scrutinize that. Either here or there. But you can't just simply disconnect from the disturbances. Rather, each and every disturbance was given, so a person will respond to it. And then he needs to see in what way is it better spiritually to respond to.
Kabyutu? Thank you, Rav. My question is also similar to what the friend was just asking about the text where it says, everything that you find within your power to do, that do, was said about him. And the next sentence says, at that time, he comes to the time of salvation. What does he mean here when he says that?
Salvation is when he begins to feel a tendency towards loving everyone, all the friends. When we look now at ourselves on the screen, though I'm looking at the faces say nothing, but I'm trying to feel inside of me a tendency for love. And I love you. Why? Because you are the closest to me. Closer than my own family. Closer than everyone. Because we are closer, the closest to one another in the system of Adam HaRishon. It doesn't matter. One is in Africa and the other one is in Italy. And the third is from the Far East somewhere. It doesn't matter. Rather, according to spiritual discernments, not physical, not of this world, but spiritual, we are the closest. We are parts that are tightly close to one another in the system of Adam HaRishon. The connection between us can be only the feeling of love. Love is when each one wants to connect with the other, help the other. And this is where love covers all transgressions. And although there is a difficulty, I want to be in connection among everyone. That's why the tendency towards correction is a tendency towards love, towards connection. Because the entire wisdom of Kabbalah speaks of the feeling. The Creator created the desire to receive, it's a desire to feel. And we have to check what exactly we wish to feel, in what vessels and what to feel. That's the entire wisdom of Kabbalah.
If I invest in connection and I can't feel the friends, I can't succeed, who do I complain to?
The Creator.
But not the Creator teaches me here, the teacher teaches me. I want to complain to the Rav.
To me, so I'm sending you to him. I'm teaching you how to turn to the Creator. I'm not the address. I explain to you how and what system are you in and how you can use the system. That's what I'm explaining to you. I'm not taking you by the hand and I'm marching forward, although that's how it appears. It's incorrect. I'm making each one of you and all of you together an independent person, so that you can turn to the Creator, each one for and the others and everyone together. And in this way, you should advance. I'm not a kindergarten teacher. A little I am, but it's not that this is the end of everything and you depend on me. Each time, you have to try and be more independent. And in spirituality, there is no other way. Because each one has his own will to receive, and has to work from within that will to receive. Look at the writings of Rabash on the society, and look what is written. No, it's not that I'm erasing the connection between me and you. Of course not. But it all depends on how much you annul towards what you receive from the teacher, and to the extent you can use the power of the teacher. It's just like with the society.
Thank you, Rav. Exactly about that, even if I don't feel that I did everything I could, I integrate with the friends that I feel already have done everything.
That's a question, yes. I try to do all those discernments, and both in my connection with the friends, and also imagine that I'm already integrated in the friends and I'm in them. And let's say as a single body we are, and then how do we behave? Can I remain in such a state? Although it's still imaginary. Why is it imaginary? Because from that state that I see, I cannot feel that I'm truly in it, and that I have the strength, the power of connection. But I try to imagine it as if we are together. Let us try. We don't forget that wherever I'm drawn to, I awaken on me a surrounding light from that place, one that shines on me and advancing me in practice to reach to the same spot. So that's what I'm trying to do, to see myself connected with the friends, with my heart and soul. I'm in them. And even if this doesn't exist between us, and I feel instead various frictions that exist between us, I first of all try to feel that we are together, and the frictions are on the outside. And I begin to see these frictions, various small problems that exist between us. I begin to see all of those things, these problems, as something that I need. It's something necessary, like a klipa on the fruit that keeps us from running away, from separating. That there is something that is pressuring us, warning us that it's there. That's why we can see how these two forces should be together, both the good power, connection, unity, and the evil power, distance, hate, that you cannot have one without the other. Like the fruit with a peel around it and the problem, we have such conversations, one inside the other, and I'm not sure, I can't always explain myself. You know that I have a heavy tongue. Hard for me to speak. So, you know, here's what I'm trying to say. The problem was the conflict between African Americans and whites in the United States. And I'm saying that this hate, this rejection, this resistance, this conflict between all four kinds of people, white, black, red, and yellow. Yellow is typically the China, Japan, the East, from Asia. Black, it's clear, it's from Africa. White is from Europe. And red is from America. I'm talking about before this mixture that happened when people started to move from one place to another. Columbus and all these other movements. So we have four kinds corresponding to four forms in the world to receive. From the Shosh, from the Keter, you have Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet come out. Chochma Bina, Zaran Pin Melchot, that's how it's coming out. Now, what's revealed now, when all these collisions are revealed between all the parties, you cannot do anything between them. Towards the corrections, everything is revealed now. And as much as the Americans, and you'll see what will happen in Europe with all those that came lately, all the immigrants that came, you'll see that the hate will grow between each and everyone. To such a degree, as they say, men's enemies are his home dwellers. Meaning those who are at home, in your home, your relatives, your family members, you'll feel hate between them. Because the will to receive is growing and people cannot stand one another. They can't even stand themselves. And it's all so we will perform corrections. And the correction is not going to come from all these different actions, kneeling down, asking forgiveness. None of those things will help. And we have to write about it and explain. Only love. Love covers all transgressions. That's what we can do. Nothing besides that.
And
that's what we have to write about. That's a waste of time. There's a method that brings connection all the way up to love between people. When they don't see colors, that's what we have to do. Nothing will help, only our method. We are entering a time with coronavirus, with the hate between nations and people in general, with all the problems that we're going to have now in trade and industry, all those areas. In nothing, there is nothing we can do to organize our lives. Only if we take the method of spiritual connection between us, where we have to rise to a higher degree. That's why it's revealed. Everything that's revealed now, what's revealed is a deficiency from a higher degree, a deficiency for the right connection between us. The unemployed and the rich and poor, and between children and their parents, and on a biological level with the viruses. Also on the level of races, of humans. Doesn't matter. Everything is going to be revealed in a negative form, and only one thing can put order in it. Love covers all transgressions. We need the upper force to come and organize it. Nothing else will help. And we have to write about it. I'm willing to speak about it, but again, the problem is not to look back even one moment and look for who was right and who was wrong. Rather, all transgressions should be covered by love. If you're not drawn towards love, love is mutual connection, unconditional, unconditional. If we're not coming to that, we're lost. That's it. We will enter into great blows, and they will teach us how to relate correctly to one another. But I'm ready. Set a time. Call on your friends from Africa, from United States, wherever you want. Bring an audience and we'll have a conversation. We'll have a conversation between us and I'll explain it. Just talk to them beforehand. That we want to talk in such a way that we don't look back, but only look forward. Because looking back, there's nothing you can do. You'll find no solution. And they also know in America, there are no solutions to it. If they would take me now and ask me to put order into the American society, and you have Latinos and Germans and British and Jews and it's Babylon. What can you do? Only one thing. Let us learn what is the meaning of connection. Love. What is love? Love covers all transgressions. This is the meaning of love. Meaning there are transgressions? Nice. There are transgressions. Can you locate those transgressions? Of course, it's choking me. I hate this guy and this guy and he rejects me and all that. Great. Now we have the foundation, the basis over which we can build love, because all transgressions will be covered by love. So we have transgressions. Great. The Creator prepared it for us and gave us an opportunity to then build love above it. And inside this love, we discover Him, Him, Himself. That's why He created such a world. So don't cry that He created such a world. Rather be grateful that now we can build this love.
I'm asking to understand the logic of dissemination. The qualities are connecting, or above all differences, they find similar qualities or connecting above the dissimilarities. Same thing with regards to the U.S. or the other countries. Are we connecting between new qualities or above the qualities?
How do you ever choose people who come to the group to you? I'm asking. Did you ever choose them? No, exactly the same thing here.
Okay.
The same thing here. What the Creator brings us, according to the vessel of Adam Rishon, that's what we need to put together. It's possible that now we'll have the need to connect with Jamaica, and then with Costa Rica, and then with Albania, and then Yugoslavia and whatever. I don't know. It's not my business. I need to work on love and general connection. And when I work on the general connection, gradually you get to see how it's coming together, how it's accumulating. It's not me. The Creator is organizing this game. I just need to push, to want, to ask, to raise a prayer. But again, it's a shame about all these relationships that are revealed between Ukraine and Russia, Belarus and Russia, and thousands of problems that will be revealed still. Just like Europe in the Middle Ages, it will be revealed. It will be revealed with these tiny nations. We thought Europe is a common marketplace. It's truly a marketplace, and not united.
So, our work is to build this umbrella of...
Our work is to show everyone that the umbrella of love is the only thing that can save us from a third world war.
Moscow 7.
In today's lesson, and also before that, you said that our dissemination has to originate in the connection between us. Yesterday in the Moscow group's chat, there was a big scrutiny about this. What does it mean? Can you awaken this a little bit?
What's the question concretely?
What does it mean to disseminate out of connection?
Dissemination out of connection means that, first of all, we work on the connection. We feel that we are in connection. We assemble our message from within the connection between us. And we disseminate with a feeling that this is disseminated with our agreement to an external circle, to humanity. When I have such a feeling that I, who write and disseminate it, I bring it out of my circle, my 10, or maybe more than my 10, towards a more external circle. That's it. Meaning here he explains to us how we advance in the correction, in the connection between us, in the general soul, until we come from nefesh to ruach, to neshama, chaya, yechida, and each time how we reveal ourselves connected more and more until we reach the level of Yechida. Yechida means one unit that connects us together without any limitations into one. When each one feels the others as one, there's no difference between him and the others. He doesn't understand where is he and where are the others. There isn't that question. The light includes everyone into one body called Adam Rishon. Questions. Here, things are relatively easily to understand technically. Of course, as we go through it, we'll feel that there's an infinite number of details here. But this process is a process of in the spiritual degrees, has no relation to our world. Although, as he writes, there are special souls that can attain corrections in this world, I think that all of us will feel, as much as we get there, will feel the
You said we have to attain the fullest kli. Well, what is a kli and what does it mean to the fullest? And how is it done?
You can't attain any kli before you reach the end of correction because everyone's included of everyone. So you can't even attain the light of nefesh 100% unless you attain the light of yechida entirely, because it is also a result of the itkalilut of the sfirot in the light of nefesh.
What's the process? What causes it? You mentioned the reshimo, the recollection a few minutes ago. What's the connection between them?
Itkalilut of the sfirot, I told you. That's all there is to it. Itkalilut.
It's called itkalilut?
Yes, that every sfira is included of all other sfirot. We always have just one problem. The problem is that we come from an integral form, and this integrality is standing in our way. And that's how it is in our life too. In spirituality, what I've corrected, I did. And besides what I've corrected, I can correct something in addition to that through the itkalelut. What is itkalelut, inclusion? I'll give you an example. I don't know how to put it. Suppose I bought my child a small car, a little car, and it has an engine that you wind it up with a spring, and then the car starts moving like it's... So I show him a big car on the street, and he's asking, how does it move? I tell him, like you have a car and you wind it up with a spring, the same way this car has an engine that you wind up with a spring. So he understands the principle. That's called itkalelut, inclusion between what he has and a higher level, a higher degree. Well, find such examples. I can't find the right example right now, but in short, we achieve something from the lights of Chaya and Yechida that we don't currently have. But we can get some kind of illumination from there. Suppose Suppose I have a dog, and it's a perfect dog, really. It has everything. As a dog, it's perfect. But besides that, it's also getting from me different forms of behavior. He knows what I like, what I dislike. He's included in the human. There is something in him from the human part, from a level that's higher than him. So, he himself, he functions and as he does, and he also has an additional part as a result of the inclusion with me.
So, maybe we shouldn't hurry with corrections so we can disseminate better.
No, you see, Niv's laughing. The more you stop dissemination, you're stopping your corrections. You're stopping yourself from becoming corrected. Because what happens is that you have a round kli. You can correct a little square. This is in particular. But in the inclusion, you can be a part of this entire big thing. You take those Kabbalists that preceded you and through you, you correct them, you connect them to the still uncorrected Kelim, meaning the humanity. So, you connect those with these, and you cause the inclusion, the itkalelut of everyone. You are like this conduit between the great Kabbalists of the past that perform great corrections. You force them to work by taking their material and connecting it with the starting, beginning, little kelim that didn't even start yet. So you activate all of these kelim. That means to connect. That means to be a conduit. This is the work that we have to do. There's no better action for your particular correction and for the general correction and in order to give contentment to the Creator. There's nothing better. This is the main thing that you can do. Therefore, to stop dissemination, that's the worst possible thing. Don't make any calculations of your own.
In order to pass on, how do you explain to them this concept of itkalelut?
Itkalelut comes as a result of every kli has to be included of five parts. When I correct one part, how can I correct just one part? How? I have to correct five parts. I have to correct five parts. Can I do it all at once? The upper light that comes to me, it comes only as a special light, or does it come in general? It comes as a general light. And therefore, in each and every correction, we have both from the side of the kli and also from the side of the light, the entire kli, five parts, kachabzon, and all the light, naranchai. How do they clothe in one another? Even the tiniest, even an atom, not a molecule, nothing more, just an atom. A particle of an atom. Still, it has everything. Everything. Now, how do you correct? How do you make a correction? Now, in relation to us, that we can't be in minus or plus and so in the smallest things or in the global things. We're not working with a circle because the circle is and so I can't work with it. I don't have the measure. I don't have the ability. And so here, I have to reach a different kind of measurement. So, I always correct the part that I can, that's called the permanent, and the parts that I can't, that's called an inclusion, in itkalelut. Where does this come from? Because I can't make a tzimtzum, masach, or chozer, certain actions, but only on the five parts together. Otherwise, I don't exist. Otherwise, I don't feel. An action has to be complete. The spiritual world is something whole and complete. It's 10 and not 9, and 10 and not 11. And therefore, there always has to be a corrected part after my action, and a part that's not yet corrected, and a part that I'm not even reaching yet, that I don't understand, that always exists. But the problem comes because even the smallest kli is included of five parts, and the smallest light includes neran chai, five lights.
A question of a student from the internet. I've been in the group for more than 10 years and working at 10. How can I understand to what extent I am included in them?
There's something that you have to measure, and you can't. It'll come to the measure to which you'll have a masach and you'll connect to the group even though that you're rejected by it. You'll be able to measure the extent to which you're rejected by the group and that still you connect with it and overcome the rejection. And in these measurements, you can say the measure to which you are connected. Kiev 2.
Rav, извините, что переспрашиваю, но мне кажется, либо я неправильно...
Excuse me for asking again, but I don't think I explained it correctly or didn't understand the answer. I'm not saying we shouldn't disseminate. We should, but to disseminate better, maybe it's best to stay an egoist. And not, it's just so I can feel people better, because they're egoistic too. And then I'll be able to connect them to the sages.
How will you connect them with the sages if you yourself are not included of the sages, but only of the fools? What will you pass on to them, to the sages? You have to be connected to both. You're afraid of being a big sage, that then you won't be able to understand and feel the little ones, that you lose the connection with them. You're right. Bala Sulam asked for the Creator to lower him from his degree, for him to be able to write also for us. That's true. But still, because he was on a tremendous degree, he had to be in order to write something for us. Otherwise, what will you be able to tell the people if you'll be on their level? What will you tell them? You have to be as successful as possible in studying Kabbalah and in being adhered to the Creator, and to learn how from that you bring something down to the beginners and explain it to them. And this is a must to do so. It's your correction, and your correction is to reach adhesion with the Creator. Don't replace it or exchange it for being a teacher.
Hi, Rav. One of the friends asks for the following question. He says, Rav, you led us to a level where we clearly see that there is none else besides him. We are like children in this new degree. What advice can you give us in order to advance to the next level?
It's
always through connection. We don't know what the next degree is. We just know that we have to realize this in practice, in our connection. I don't know what the next level is. What kind of intellect do you have? What kind of an emotion should you have? It's like telling a baby you have to be more grown up than you are. What does that mean? How can you tell a person now that he has to grow up, that he has to develop? He doesn't know. You have to show him where does he perform a certain action in order to be more developed. It's not that you just have to be bigger, but what action does he have to do in order to be on a higher degree? And the matter is simple. Connection. That we have to correct the shattering. And therefore, where do I realize the connection of being greater? Where is my place of work? In the 10? How do I do it? You already know how to do it. According to all the conditions that the Creator gives you and what He gives you, it's called the field blessed by the Creator. And there, please, go ahead, do. That's all there is. What does it mean to be bigger or more developed, more connected with everyone until you reach the light of Yechida? Yechida, you understand. Yechida comes from the word miyuchad, unique, one.
От, ну, Тель-Авив, Штайм.
Бокер Тов, Рав. Анаху руцим лав.
Good morning, Rav. We want to show the world what our love, connection. The question is, shouldn't we give them an example? Shouldn't we first be a light unto nations? Shouldn't we first of all come out of all the hatred and separation of left and right, Ashkenazi Sephardis? And only then, when we've achieved correction, can we set an example?
They won't understand your examples. You have to give them an explanation as to what should they do in their state. That's it. Even if now you'll be connected with all of your friends in the tent perfectly, you will not be able to give that to them as an example because they won't understand it. They're not in these discernments, therefore for them it's not an example. The example is that just like someone came to you and explained it to you, you should do the same. There's no other way about it. That's called through gradual inclusion. By being impregnated.
I remember we learned with you and you said that there are two ways. One is hastening it and one is suffering. You said those who walk in hastening it, bring Hatama to the Creator. Simple. So the question is, by learning in the morning, getting up in the morning, making efforts, is this bringing contentment to the Creator? Because here he writes differently.
Can I answer? Thank you. It's possible to give contentment to the Creator like a baby in his mother's womb, like a little baby on his mother's arms, or a bigger and bigger baby, or that he already grew up and he became a mature person and he's respectable and everything and mom enjoys him and it's not that she holds him in her arms, but he can already hold his mom on his arms. So, there are different ways to look at this. The question is, what does the Creator get pleasure from? Any kind of, whatever he has with the created beings, he gets pleasure out of it, everything. Only we have to do directed actions that we give him contentment. And to give him contentment, for us, it means to raise man. Raising man means what? The chisaron, to give pleasure to the upper. That's it. As simple as that.
How am I giving contentment to the Creator?
Only by adding more and more kelim that will correct themselves. Only that way.
I didn't understand what you were saying.
To open new kelim for correction, that, and this is something that comes through dissemination.
And then, do I get some contentment as well as a result?
Yes, and then the Creator will have work. He enjoys the work, not like you.
How is it expressed in my personal life?
That you make sure that he'll have work. That you make sure that there will be more and more people that turn to him and ask for corrections, and that he enjoys it.
And I enjoy it too, don't I? Excuse me for asking.
Could be, could be.
Are we supposed to see gradually a new spirit in people, or in the end are they supposed to start looking for a new educational path? Because right now the Americans I see around me are looking for a one thing to do. What do I do? Okay, I apologize to the other side, or I give him money, or I don't see people looking for a systemic change.
They're talking about the connection.
Yes.
That, okay, that without connection, the country is going to fall apart.
No one says it yet, not out loud anyway.
Why not? People say it. I hear them. I hear them saying it. This against that, that against this, everything separated, divided. Connection will save the country. That's the savior for the country. It's not that one will control the other for 4 years. It's not a solution. How do we reach a state where we complete each other, supplement one another? It's impossible to do it any other way. Nothing will help. Hate remains hate, separation remains separation, and that's that. If you'll tell it to the white, if you ask the white, they'll gladly get rid of the Afro-Americans. If you ask the Afro-Americans, they'll say, America's ours, everyone else can go to hell. You can't cure hate. Only by love. Love covers all crimes. This is something that you have to explain. And this is something that doesn't exist. It's new. And you have the ability to introduce this force, to bring it about. Let's try. How do we do it? Gradually, let's see. We have to learn. We have no choice. Because we have Europeans, Africans, Latinos, and others. It's Babylon. How do we do it? Give them an example of how things were in Babylon. Show them that now in the United States it's the same Babylon. And what do we have to do in order to correct this? We have that same Abraham, which is both accepted by the blacks, the whites, the Latinos, everyone. So please, this is his original method. Love covers all crimes. Love another as yourself. And there is an upper force that will do it for us. Let's activate him. Otherwise, we're doomed.
You're saying, yeah, it's clear to not to sound like you're detached or disconnected, but in all the talks I see happening in America right now, talks that try to talk about bridging, about reconciliation, there's always the idea of some recompense, compensation. We've exploited you for so many years, we have to make up for it. How do we relate to this topic of compensation, of making up for something? Can you make up for injustice?
No, you can't. Love covers all crimes. Love is the compensation. Nothing else will help. Nothing. You can do whatever. See the privileges that they're given. Everywhere, please. Laissez passer. Universities, anywhere, anything. Affirmative action. And how does it help? It doesn't. There has to be love. There is no other way about it. Why? You can say, okay, after that, he won't be black and I'll be white and he's red and he's yellow. Love. It will control everything. Just, there can be only one force that recession in the world and all these things, that'll put everything into place. But again, the main thing is that if we start working on the connection, this is what will balance the world out. I don't want for anyone to fall, for everyone to rise evermore. And this is possible only with the help of correction and connection. Correction through connection. Not one at the expense of the other. So let's come closer to that. You see how one passage from the Peace in the World article awakens us, because we're really a part of these times, of the time of the peace in the world. Let's connect more. And what do we have today? I see that Shai is already on the screen. And also, let's try to disseminate as much as we can, everyone. Wherever you can, whatever you can, write, or at least take what others publish and disseminate that. Please.